afilu karabonin. It could be it even goes according to Rabbanan shita. Uli afuke mid Rabbi Yechinen, and it comes not like Rabbi Yechinen shita. The Yom Rabbi Yechinen says like this: that shoma teisha tkiyas b'teisha shoyis b'yom on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to hear 9 tkiyas. 3 times they said tkiyah through tkiyah. So that's the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yechinen shita is even if you hear it at 9 different times of the day, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Each hour of the day you hear another tkiyah through tkiyah, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Is Kamash Lund, that over here, no. That even according to Rabbanan, you can't be yaitz if it's spread out so much. It has to be near one another. So that's the chiddush that it doesn't go according to Rabbanan, but it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That a mamish has to be a tkiya through a tkiya. Fred Gemara v'yei mochinami, maybe this price that goes according to Rabbanan Shita also. And it's just telling you, not like Rabbi Yechinen Shita, that don't think you can hear 9 hours of the day, each hour another tkiya. No, they have to be near one another. But maybe not really so close like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For the Gemara Kain, my v'lo klum. What's the lashon? There should be no interruption at all in between the tkiya through a tkiya. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. He always called like one. There's one cheshbon here. So you have to have quickly, fast, a tkiya through a tkiya. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, that each one is a mitzvah by itself, so true, you can't wait maybe 9 hours of the day, each hour. But it doesn't have to be right away a tkiya through a tkiya. You can wait a few seconds. And here it says, v'loi klum, mashmi, you can't wait at all. So therefore we're saying that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that they have to be mamish directly close together, and not like the Rabbanan Shita. Yeah. Rashi says, v'loi klum, mashma diafilo hasoka muetes later. You can't even have a small break. And that doesn't make sense according to Rabbanan Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. It shouldn't be a break. But according to Rabbi Rabbanan, the Chur, a small break he could have. That's why this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbanan. Right. Erev Shabbos of Techachag. When you had Erev Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tif, that's when you had the most kiyas. That's when you had 48 kiyas. So the Gemara, the Ilu, Lamalo Asiris, like a Tani, like in the Mishnah before we had, when the Kanim came down on the 10th step, before the Suffolk, does it mean he came down 10 steps onto the 5th step? Or it means he only went down 5 steps on the 10th step, but on that step there was also a Tkiya, a true Tkiya. So like that Cheshbon, it's not 48, it should be 51. So the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who's our Mishnah go like? Reb Lezer ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya we learned like this. Shalosh Lamalo. Lamalo Asiris. On this 10th step, down from the Ezra Yisrael to the Ezra Noshim, they made 3 tkiyas. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oymano, Shalosh Agabi HaMizbech. They made 3 tkiyas by the Mizbech itself. When they made the Arovas, put the Arovas around the Mizbech, that's when they made the 3 tkiyas. Now, Hoyme Lamalo Asiris, Einu Oymano Agabi HaMizbech. Rebbe Lezer, the Tanakama, that says that they blew the 3 by the 10th step, he does not hold they blew it around the Mizbech when they put the Arova. The Yoim Ragabi HaMizbech, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Shita, that he says they blew the 3 tkiyas, the Shastra putting the Arova around the Mizbech, Einoi Oimer Lamalu Asiris, he does not hold that on the 10th step, they had to make another tkiya through a tkiya. So Melao Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that you did not have to have the 3 tkiyas when the Kanan was standing on the 10th step. Now, my time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time to say that on the 10th step you do not have to make a tkiya through a tkiya? Kivon de toko, lepsicha shar lamala. Since they already blew when they opened up the gates above. And abzoya siris lamali de toko. Why do you have to blow again another 3 when they were walking down the steps and came to the 10th step? Like, what's the purpose? You already blew 3 when you opened up the top gates. And when you get all the way down to open up the bottom gates, you're going to blow again. So you don't have to blow in between when you're by the 10th step. That's the Blazim Yaakov Svara. So therefore it's good the Mishnah doesn't say that Cheshbin, so you only have 48 and not 51. You're like Lomeli, the Toku. A high lav sharu. It's not like an entrance, not a gate. Hilkach, agabi ha-mizbeach odif. It's more important to blow the 3 tkiyas by the mizbeach when you put the arovis. Because that's something special. You're putting up the Arovas now around the Mizbeach. That's a tremendous simcha. That deserves to have a new tkiya through a tkiya. For Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim for to say no? They would rather blow the 3 tkiyas, the tkiya through a tkiya. But when they were standing by the 10th step, rather than when they were putting the Arabas around the Mizbeach. What's their svara? For Rabbon and Savri, Kivon de Toku, Lemilu Hamayim, since they already blew when they brought the water into the Azara, Al Gabi HaMizbech Lomeli. Why do you have to blow another time right away when you go near the Mizbech and put the Arabas? Like you just already blew, Lekovod de Nisach Hamayim. Is Hilkach, therefore, Lamalo Asiris Odin. That's the Rabbanan Svar. It's more choshev to blow when you were standing by the 10th step. That's more choshev. Because the other one, he said, they blew already for that. You already blew for the Agav Yemizbeach. You already blew, Bishashi brought the water in. So now it's more choshev to blow now. And nothing is so close to it right now. Yeah. When Rabbi Chanina came from Dora, from the south, I see Masnisim Biyod. He came with a brice in his hand and said like this: O Bnei Aaron Hakahanim, Yitoku Bachatzoytzris. The Bnei Aaron should blow their trumpets. Shein Tam Ulam Yitoku. Why does the post got to say Yitoku to make a tkiya? Shekvanema utkatem chatzoitzes. Already said that you should blow the chatzoitzes alo lesechem v'al zivche shamechem when you bring kabonis. Well, matam loyma yitoku. Why does it say a second time yitoku? Is hakol lefi amusafim toikim. It depends upon how many musafim brought that day. Each musaf needs its own set of tkiyas, true tkiyas. Now, if you brought two musafim today, you needed two sets of tkiyas, true tkiyas. Each musaf you brought needed its own tkiyas. That's the Chiddush. For the Gemara, Tony Lavu Amulah, he learned and he said like this: Leimar comes to teach us, She Toikin Al Kol Musaf Musaf. On every Korban Musaf you bring that day, it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a Shabbos. So there are two separate Musaf for a Shabbos and for a Rosh Chodesh. Each one needs its own 9 tiers. Tanan, for Al Kashra on this, says now Mishnah Tanan, Erev Shabbos, She Vetecha Chag, Hoyusha Memches. There were 48 kiyas they blew on an Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Now, if you want to tell me a chiddush that they want to say the most you could have, listen to Shabbos Shabbatei Chag. He should have said a bigger chiddush. When you have Shabbos in the middle of Chag, Mishkachas Lo Chamishin V'Chag, you'll have 51. You know why? Because, true, on Erev Shabbos is a special 6. But when you have it on Shabbos, since Shabbos has its own Korban Musaf, so you can have the Korban Musaf of Shabbos and the Korban Musaf of Sukkot. So Korban Musaf has 9. So there'll be another 3 more because of the Korban Musaf. So not only 48, you could even have 51. So why did our Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? On a Shabbos of Sukkot, that's when you can have 51 tkiyas. If you hold for each Musaf, you need its own set of 9 tkiyas. Amar Rav Zeira, Lefi Shein Toikin L'Psicha Shorim B'Shabbos. I tell you no. Because on Shabbos itself, you don't blow the Shofar by opening up the gates. You only start blowing b'shas the avodah of the Korban Atamid. But now when they open up the gates, Rashi Sheinu leMitzvah Ketkiyah Shakorban. That's not such a big mitzvah like it is b'shas Korban. Therefore, it's not Derech Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos itself, you don't have these 3, it'll be the same halach of 48. You wouldn't have more than 48. Omar Rava, so Rava said, like, what kind of answer is this? Man Hai, who is this person? The Loichosh LeKimcha. Doesn't care about what type of wheat he uses to bake his bread. In other words, he doesn't pick out the good wheat. In other words, he didn't say good teretz here. Chodo, one, I'm asking you, the Bechol Yom Tanan. It says every single day. Trashi, Hoyu Shom Achas V'Yeshvim. Omani Psicha Shorim B'Yadayu. It says every single day there was 21. Mashm, every single day you had the 3 for opening up the gates. V'Yemeinu B'Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, you're not going to have 21. So you can't feel like you're saying, you're answering me now, that on Shabbos you don't blow 3 for opening the gate. It's not true. Our Mishnah says you never have less than 21, even on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, you also have 21. So Mashmah, clearly you blow for the open the 3 for opening the gates even on Shabbos. That's one kash for you. For Yoid, Inami ki hadodi, even if it's equal on the Shabbos of Sukkot. There's also 48, Ninu. Listen, why didn't the Mishnah say this also? That Shabbos, Shabbatei Chag, when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkot, Like, why does the Mishnah only say on an Erev Shabbos in Milah Sukkot, you have 48? I'll give you another time you have 48. On Shabbos Sukkot, also you have 48. So therefore, your answer is not a good answer. If you tell me now that for every Musaf, you have to have a set of 9 tkiyas, shall Shabbos on Sukkot, you also have to have 48. Tishamet mino atarti. Like here, I'll hear 2 chedushim now. If you tell me this chedush, that even on Shabbos Sukkot, you have 48. Shamat mino, one chedush will teach me, chedush Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov shita. The toikin lamalo asiris, that you did not blow 3 tkiyas on the malo asiris, that's one chedush. Tishamet mino, Reb Acha b'chanina. You'll also teach me his chedush, that each musaf you bring needs its own 9 tkiyas. Therefore, on Shabbos of Sukkot has 2 musafim, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Sukkot, you have 2 times 9. So you'll hear these 2 chedushim, so why don't the Mishnah say it, if it's true? Elo Amar Rava, so Rava answers like this, you know why the Mishnah didn't say this chedush, that on Shabbos Sukkot there's also 48? Lefi Shein, Toikin, Lemilu, Mayim, B'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos, we had before. They used to fetch the water on Friday. So since they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos, you don't have the 3 for Milu HaMayim. Therefore, you don't have 48, you'll only have 45. The Batsri Tuvi, you're missing a lot. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say Shabbos Sukkot. For the Gemara, V'listnei Nami, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos also? To Iko Teloso Musafim. There are 3 Musafim on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. You have Musaf the Rosh Hashanah, 1. Musaf the Rosh Chodesh, it's also Rosh Chodesh. You bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf the Shabbos. And you have Musaf of Shabbos, so you also have a lot of tkiyas. Why does the Mishnah say that? You also have 48. So why does the Mishnah say in such a case on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos, also you have 48? So Marin says, Erev Shabbos Shetecha Chag. No, the Mishnah wants to say a bigger Chiddush, that when Erev Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkot, it's Rechlei. Why? Lashmina k'du Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It comes to teach me like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That what on the 10th step you should know that those 3 we don't cheshbin. We don't blow the 3 on the 10th step. For the Gemara, Otto Mikoma Lisnihob, was that my question? Like only learn one and not the other one. My question was Lisnihob. Why don't the Mishnah say both cases? Say there are 2 times you have 48. On Erev Shabbos and Sukkot, and on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Now the Gemara, Otoni Vishai, that's not Shver. The Mishnah leaves out other cases also. So it leaves out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos also. The Gemara, my Shire, the high Shire, what other thing did they leave over, not only here? Have the Gemara, Shire, Erev Pesach. The leftover Erev Pesach also. Erev Pesach also, you had 48 kiyas. So Gemara says, no, it's not so poshid. Imishim Erev Pesach, lav shirahu. Erev Pesach is not called a shir, not called